talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
All right, away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, July the 17th, 2026. 7/17/26. 16, coming up on 16 minutes past the hour here. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Certainly the conversation today has revolved around flock cameras and a lot of opinions there. If anybody's got any opinions on that or anything else, feel free to give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The varying opinions today have been interesting. Now, tonight, we'll start live tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Should be a good show. A lot of happenings going on there. And then what's coming up on your show tonight at 10, Matt?
Tonight on my show, we are going to be discussing the Supreme Court rulings. There was a law passed in Virginia to ban assault rifles, which was undone by the courts. Flock cameras, we're going to talk about flock cameras. And, Donald Trump gave a speech. We're going to talk about the speech.
Which you enjoyed.
I think Donald Trump's a bit of an idiot, but, you know, we can deal with that, I guess.
I'm not really sure still what he was talking about.
China apparently rigged the elections, according to him.
Well, I don't think he ever said that, though. I think he said they infiltrated the elections, but he never said anything about changing any votes or anything like that.
I mean, he said he said he was going to have the intelligence apparatus investigate and charge the people the people of the deep state. Yeah, I love when he talks about the deep state. The people of the deep state who helped cover up China's effect on our elections.
How do you get in the deep state?
I don't know. I don't think there is a deep state.
I never understood. What do the deep state do? Just out to get people?
I guess the theory goes that the deep state's like actually in control of the country. Or I guess depending on how big you want to go, you know, there's people who think that like the deep state's global.
Never understood that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. He said that there was a couple documents that he was declassifying that explained how China was involved in our elections.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but those documents don't prove China. They talk about Russia. But most people won't go, won't check it out, and everybody will believe what the God says.
Well, you think everybody believes him? I don't know about that.
Well, his base does. That's the problem. But his base is collapsing more and more every day.
And so it goes. Thanks. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. He certainly doesn't help.
Hey, should I be trusting downloading things off of the government's websites?
You're going to be part of the deep state.
because the files do exist. I was looking at the website they have, but I clicked on one to see if I could read the files, and it downloaded it, and now it wants me to extract the files.
Well, it must be a big file.
Well, there's
many pages.
10 files.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's why you have to extract it.
Okay, well, let's see what happens here.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. Let us know your thoughts on what's going on. What?
Now I haven't actually clicked on anything, but I can see a lot of redactions.
Oh, there's going to be redactions.
No, but like a lot of redactions.
Well, yeah. I mean, we all know what this is about. Now, this was an interesting story this week. Now, I thought this was fascinating. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Amy Acton faced backlash from her party last week after she told the Toledo Blade she does not support boys playing in girls' sports. I do not support boys playing in girls' sports. This is already settled law in Ohio, and as governor, I will enforce and uphold that law, Acton told the outlet on June the 30th. As a doctor, public servant, and a mom, I will always stand up for fairness and protect kids' health and safety. Progressive groups took issue with her comment, and some activists are calling the remark a betrayal of her LGBTQ plus and ally supporters. In a now-deleted statement, the Ohio Democratic Progressive Caucus said its members, including LGBTQ plus voters, had a range of reactions to Acton's comment and claimed its members are now less likely to help her with her campaign. It's frustrating to see an otherwise strong candidate take the bait by trying to triangulate a response rather than just being frank. Can we please just leave trans kids alone and get back to talking about how we can make life more affordable for Ohioans? Maria Bruno, executive director for Ohioans Against Extremism, said. The comments were made after a 6-3 Supreme Court decision in which justices ruled that states are allowed to bar transgender girls from competing on girls' and women's sports teams. Ohio law has banned trans students from taking part in female athletics since 2024. Speaking Wednesday, Acton addressed the remarks. Acton said her primary focus is on lowering costs and supporting public services like schools and hospitals. We're in the middle of a political season, and one of the hallmarks of political seasons is pitting us against one another and intentionally creating fear and chaos for people who are already dealing with a lot, and I think that's a crime, Acton said. Nonetheless, this is settled law in Ohio as well as now the Supreme Court, and what I am hearing from Ohioans is they want me to focus on lowering costs in the state. Ohio allowed trans athletes to participate on the sports teams of their preference for 8 years. During that time, there were 19 trans students who played in girls' sports across the state out of around 400,000 student athletes. Ohioans will vote for their next governor on November the 3rd. Well, looks like she stepped in it.
Well, you'll have that. I don't think they should have banned trans athletes from. Or I don't think the government, I guess, is probably the better way to put it. Should have banned trans athletes from women's sports.
19 out of 400,000 in 8 years.
Yeah, and the NCAA has less than or had, I guess, like less than 10. Like less than two hands. I can count the number on both of my hands. That's how many there were. It would seem that they're making mountains out of molehills, and there's not a whole big point to do this.
So why do you think Amy Acton said she's against it? Now, I find that fascinating because everybody calls
against
her...
Against it.
That's what she said. That's what got her in trouble.
She was... against the banning of it?
No. Against boys playing girls' sports.
Oh, for the... I see, okay. Well, I mean, I don't think... Yeah, well, I don't think that's good either, really. I mean, I think that, like, the NCAA can, they're a private organization. They can do what they want. I think
no, but what I'm saying is... all I hear is Amy Acton is this highly liberal, highly to the left, extreme person... Well, this was one of the issues they said she was extreme on, and she's saying no, and she got in trouble for saying it. She sounds more like a centrist to me.
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe, but there's also always the possibility that she just said it because, I mean, this is Ohio. We're pretty Republican around here.
Well, if you're a
I mean, she, I guess, stirred up the hornet's nest of her own people.
Well, yeah, it didn't help her. Why would you say it? Why would you even talk about it?
I don't know. They asked her about it, I guess.
Right. Well, she answered it. But I don't know. This is fascinating to me because on one hand, it hurt her with her own party. But on the other hand, this is one of the things that the Republicans have accused her of being too liberal on, and she's not.
that might be partially why she did it.
And she didn't take it back.
Well, why would I wouldn't take it back. Why would you take it back? That's a terrible choice.
Well, because she was being attacked by her own party. You can't lose votes.
Taking it back's terrible.
I'm telling you, there's something about her. I haven't quite put my finger on it yet. But she has done some very strange things as of late. Says she wants to put a Republican in her cabinet.
What you got against that?
Well, what do you mean?
I guess it depends on who the Republican
is. If you're
is.
Running again, if you're running to be a Democrat for governor, and the Democrats haven't been in power in 16 years, and you're saying the Republicans who control every statewide office in this state have screwed up the state, you're saying you're going to put those people who screwed up the state in your cabinet? That's not a smart decision to make.
There's, I mean, I think it's okay. I mean, I guess it depends on, like I said, who you appoint.
It's hypocritical. It makes no sense. You can't say they've screwed it up and then say, well, yeah, but I want them in my cabinet.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, she could probably appoint DeWine to something.
She's not talking about DeWine.
I mean, I
would also like to know.
Like I said, I don't know who she's who she has in mind or what position she has in
mind. But this is one of those issues again where you're talking about you, which is not who she needs to appeal to. She needs to appeal to the people who are going to vote for her. And that's not something to say to get those people excited.
You don't need to appeal to the people who are going to vote for you.
Yeah, you do, because if they leave you, you're in
trouble. For you.
No, they leave you before November the 3rd. That's the problem. So I don't understand that statement. I don't understand a lot of things. I don't understand this. I don't even know why she's talking about this. I don't know. She talks about going to places where Democrats haven't been.
Yeah, she says that a lot.
Yeah? I don't know. She says she's not a partisan.
I can believe that, I guess. She worked in a Republican administration.
Right. So there's something there. There's something, you know, I don't know. I guess people want to call her liberal because of COVID, but you would have to call Mike DeWine liberal. So what else is this woman liberal about? We don't have any record on her because she's never run for anything. She's never been elected to anything. And everything she says is has she said anything positive about the Democratic Party or the Democrats at all? And how did she get appointed to the position she got under DeWine as a Democrat?
I mean, I guess DeWine thought she would be a good for the Health and Human Services position.
I don't know. Name one thing she has said positive about the Democratic Party.
I don't know. I think she's trying to avoid labeling herself as a Democrat.
Okay, well, what is her Democratic stance? What makes her a Democrat?
What makes her a Democrat?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. She wants to, I guess, send more money to the schools. I don't know that that's a not Republican thing, though. Fully fund the schools. She wants to fully fund the schools, as she says.
Okay, but on these issues,
I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard her say anything. I'm like, I could give you the AIME Act in speech, and it's.
You would have put against.
It's not very informational.
I don't think you would have put. No boys playing in girls' sports as a part of her speech.
If I had to take a guess, I would not have assumed that was one of her stances. But I guess I wouldn't have known because.
Well, this is again where people don't know enough about the candidates. They accuse them of things.
It's because they haven't. Nobody's saying anything informational.
Well, she did say that. That's why we're talking about it.
Yeah, but like every time she like. You can get on YouTube and if you think I'm lying, please get on YouTube, watch like 5 speeches. They're all like, you know, pretty short. Like, she says the same thing and none of it's informational. None of it is worth anything. Oh, Vivek uses Ohio as a flyover state and he's a billionaire.
But they're all saying that.
She mentions in every speech about how she grew up homeless and about how the public school saved her life and about how the library saved her life and so on and so forth. Like, it's just, it's the same thing and none of it is informational.
Okay, but I guess my point is, I can see why this would make some Democrats upset. Because almost all Democrats I probably have interviewed are very passionate about the LGBTQ+ community, and they've got to carry that block. You know, they go to the pride parades and they do all that. Well, this is a big issue for them. I don't think this was a smart thing to say. And also, on the opposite side, it plays very opposite into what they're saying about her as being this big liberal. Well, this is one of those issues they hang around her neck.
She might be pulling the Tim Ryan strat of just trying to be more centrist. I mean, you know, he tried to be a little too chummy with Trump, and his people didn't even, you know, vote for him on that one.
I don't know. It's weird to me. Does anybody have any thoughts on it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think this whole governor's race is odd. Although, DeWine is handing Ramaswamy, you know, big numbers here in Ohio. What did they say? CNBC last week said that Ohio is number one right now for business. I mean, that's pretty good. Go ahead, caller.
She's probably going to need some of that independent vote to win. So she's probably trying to find some middle ground. She needs the LGBTQ vote. But I feel the same way. I agree with her. I'm against the trans and in playing sports, you know. I think that's just taking it too far. I think they have a lot of rights, and they deserve a lot of rights. I don't think the group deserves all the rights that they're seeking. That's just my opinion, and I think with Amy Acton, I think she has to find some kind of middle ground to really win. And, you know, she can say, hey, I'm for LGBTQ rights on a whole. I'm just not for all of them, you know?
But it's interesting to me how people who don't like her have, ever since she got in this race, made her out to be this not moderate, ultra-liberal candidate. And this woman has said she would put Republicans in her cabinet. She says she's not a partisan. She says she goes to areas Democrats have not been to in a long time. And now she's saying she's not for trans athletes playing in sports. So what? This woman is one of the most conservative Democrats I've ever heard run for governor in Ohio. Where is she ultra liberal?
So isn't that the strategy that the president has used? That, you know, don't pay attention to what you see and you hear and you know about a person. Pay attention to what we say they are.
Right.
You know, they're saying she's this ultra liberal. You say everything I've known, everything I've watched, everything is I've seen of her is she's a centrist. Okay, trust your eyes and ears. Don't trust what they're saying because that's all they've got. So they have to brainwash. And as you've said in your show earlier today, if you say things enough times, there's enough people, not everybody, but there's enough people that are going to latch on to that.
Well, the more you say it, the more people are going to believe.
Yeah, but you got to believe at this point that she is a very smart candidate. I have not seen a Democrat run this far to the center in a long time.
Yeah, and I also think it's a timing thing. You know, I think Trump has taken the nation to a point where, I think you're going to see a lot of Democrats running the show for a little while because that's what the American people do. We go extremely one direction and then we go extremely the other direction. And we need to find that middle ground and stay there. But I think, you know, a lot of people will say, well, why would God ever let, you know, God wouldn't let anybody ascend to that job as president unless they were good people or this or that. And I disagree with that. I think God allows us to reap what we sow. And I think he allowed President Trump to ascend to that office. Because there's a lot of us that, you know, you can tell some people, like, here, you don't do this, and, you know, you won't get in trouble. And they listen to you. A lot of us, me being one of those, is I had to walk it out myself. So sometimes people have to see it for themselves. And God said, okay, you wanted it, you got it, you know. And you're reaping what you sow with Donald. And I think we're going to see a lot of reforms. I think we're going to see a lot of change. I think that's part of the whole push for him to, you know, I've been saying since day one that he was going to declare martial law. I think this whole ICE thing is just testing the waters, bringing in the National Guard and shutting down polling. And, you know, they have detention centers already built. So, you know, I think that it's we just really need to pay attention here, you know.
Well, I think it doesn't. I think Donald Trump being so unpopular certainly does work in her favor, but she's also been handed a gift in her opponent, in Vivek Ramaswamy, because this man has serious problems with the Republican Party, certainly more than she has with the Democratic Party, and I'm still confused on that one. If that is not based in race, I honestly...
I agree with that. My whole thing is like, you know, I kind of thought he had a nationality problem from the first day he ever opened his mouth in the Republican Party, but what do I know?
Well, this man is more conservative than Mike DeWine by a long shot, but they like him less. So I'm thinking, well, what is he doing that is turning people off? And the only thing I can see is race. Now, if somebody else can point to something else, we'll do that.
Religion.
Well, I see the race, but I also see the businessman connection. I think people are equating him to more of the genre of Trump person, you know, business, that type of billionaire. You know, DeWine's not a billionaire. I mean, you know, he's been one of the few Republicans as I grew up that, you know, when I did lean very, very Democrat, that, you know, I agreed with a lot of what he said. I don't agree with DeWine on his stance with the banks or with the electric companies and things like that. I think he's selling the people out of Ohio. But, you know, I think he had more of a centrist vein going about himself. And I think he was a do-gooder at one point. I don't know where he went, but...
Well, he's certainly more toward the center now. I mean, he's right in the center now. But I will tell you this. I guarantee you could go around and ask people what Vivek Ramaswamy's religion is, and I bet you 1 out of 10 may be able to tell you. But you asked what ethnicity he is, 10 out of 10 are going to be able to tell you. And I think there lies the problem.
We go by what we hear, and we go by the talking points that we hear and all of that. And, I mean, I've spent over a year and a half just since I kind of got involved with things of listening to you and Matt talk, and I had a, preconceived image in my head of, you know, when I was on Matt's show to how, you know, I've just never really interacted with Matt other than the, hey, how you doing? I'm Phil. And I learned more about Matt after the show. He and I stood out in the parking lot and talked for an hour. And, I mean, I learned more, and I actually shut up and listened. But I learned more about Matt in that 1 hour than what I thought I knew about Matt in the year and a half of listening to him on the radio.
And now you really dislike him.
I do that with everybody, you know?
Is that right? And now you really dislike him. Now you made up your mind.
Matt's a good guy. I mean, and I'm not trying to... Matt's super smart, and he's not just smart. I mean, he delves off into some... I'm a science guy, so Matt's a science guy. And, you know, that's some head-hurting shit, you know? But, Matt's a good guy. Like I said, I had preconceived some kind of, you know... I mean, we got to work on the getting to work on time type of thing.
There you go.
You know, freedom!
Hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Yeah, you can stay late, but you can't come early. Explain that, 740-383-9944. I still say Vivek's biggest problem is race, and it still is unbelievable to me that that's a thing. But it is. And I, you know, it was when people started using the term uppity, referring to him as uppity, that is a trope. That has been a racist trope for years. It's not hard to find that. When is the last time you heard somebody call somebody uppity?
I thought it just meant it's not. I mean, I was always under the impression it just meant like snobby.
It does.
It does.
But that is a particular term, a particular phrase that was used against the African American community because people felt that they should not think that they were better than anybody, even though we certainly do it all the time. That they should. What it meant was they were just. They thought they were a little too good. They weren't quite as good as white people. But now people have used that term in reference to Ramaswamy. And I'm thinking, how do you know what he is? You met him? I mean, why wouldn't you just call him snobbish?
Oh, no,
when you start using that term uppity, I get a little scranged out by that.
I've definitely heard people referred to as uppity before.
Yeah, I think you always miss the point on this. I really think you do. I think you can see, and he was just praising your brain, and here we are, down the toilet again.
I don't know.
That's not the
point.
Could
it be, I guess. I mean, if anything, I mean, we've had people call in here and, you know, hit us with the good old, I'm not going to vote for a guy whose name is Vivek Ramaswamy.
What do you think that means?
I mean, I don't really know. I mean, that seems to be a bit of racism, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know what else to call that one.
How? Okay, let's say uppity just means snobbish.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you know?
I mean, they've never met the guy, I guess.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
That personality trait's really rubbing you the wrong way with him?
It probably has something to do with the fact that I mean, you know, he's not shy from the fact that he's a successful business person. Amy Acton certainly beats him over the head with that 7 Ways to Sunday. I mean, I always figured it had something to do with that. Now, I mean, I'm not saying the race thing isn't a problem. I mean, you know, the whole, like, the thing with people saying they wouldn't vote for a guy named Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't know why the name makes a difference. But apparently it does.
Because you're not listening to what they're really saying. Nobody's going to say a woman shouldn't be president.
But they
do.
I understand what you're saying, but I just don't understand.
You think somebody's going to say, oh, you know what? I am a flat-out racist, and I am not voting for that man because he is not white. Nobody's going to say that.
Yeah, I don't think.
So that's, look at these things. I mean, this man, if you took everything, took the name, the color, the religion away from this man, what's left? You got a man endorsed by Donald Trump, full-out Republican, to the right of the current two-term Republican governor, endorsed by the two-term Republican governor, endorsed by the state party, running with the president of the Senate of the state party.
Mm-hmm.
What about this man really cheeses the Republican Party off?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't like the man, but that's, you know...
But you're not a Republican.
Yeah.
I'm saying the Republicans have turned on him. For what purpose? What has he done? He is everything that they have said Mike DeWine is not.
I know they beat him over the head because I want to say it's like an H-1B visa. I don't know the visas types, but there's a work visa. And Vivek Ramaswamy's big on the work visa, and he wants to make the work visas more common. I know that wasn't a popular thought process of his.
Did you not hear the Casey Putch interviews?
Oh, I heard that.
And the things that he said.
I heard the key, yeah. I, you know, for a long time I had to, there were people who, like Casey Putch said something like, you know, he had that lever action rifle and he was shooting targets and he was like, you want to, like, oh, Vivek, you want to play cowboys and Indians? And then, you know, bop, you know,
so,
shoot,
but you heard people say.
He said, don't worry, it's feathers, not dots.
Yeah, but you.
I mean, that's racist.
Now, hold on. Now, wait a second. I've heard people say they're going to play cowboys and Indians before, and that wasn't a racist terminology.
You see, because...
Oh, context, right? Yeah.
I mean, you know, the man said, oh, hey, Vivek, cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
To play...
I mean, I don't know. Again, cowboys and Indians, dots not feathers not dots. I mean, you know,
so
come on.
So if you'd have stopped there, that'd have been fine.
I probably still would have thought it was racist, I guess.
Why? You've heard that before. That doesn't mean racism. Kids say it all the time. Because your logic on uppity was, well, I've heard people say that. That just means snobbery.
But I've never heard uppity be used in a racial
been.
Term.
It has been. It's a class system thing.
Okay. I'm not denying it. I was just saying I didn't,
I'm
you know.
Just saying that racism apparently trumps gender. But I think it's what party you're running for. I don't know. Very odd. 740-383-9944. But I feel bad for Vivek in a way because I think he's getting a lot of criticism he doesn't deserve.
I'd agree. I mean, I guess. I think there's a lot of criticism he does deserve, but I don't know that being named Vivek Ramaswamy is one of them.
I mean, that's going to run you out of the governor's mansion, your name.
I don't know. I mean, like...
But, if you know, people think it's funny to mispronounce his name. You know, that in and of itself leaves me feeling a little bit, I just think, that's not funny.
I don't know. A lot of the times, I always just assume ignorance in place of malice. So, like, I just assume people are stupid.
Well, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of negative ads against Acton.
Oh, all the time. Other night, every time the show I was watching went to commercial, it was a negative Amy Acton ad.
I don't think I've seen any for Ramaswamy negative ads. Could be wrong, but I just know her because, God, I see it all the time.
Do you think Ramaswamy's getting a raw deal?
No.
Why not?
I don't want him as governor.
Well, no, you don't have to vote for him, but do you think that the party might be a little racist toward him?
The Republican Party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not fair.
The Republican Party's racist anyhow.
No, we can't say that.
Well, we know that, don't we?
I don't know that. I mean, they ran years ago. Who was the guy they ran? Ken Blackwell for governor, I believe.
Hey.
I hope ICE picks him up.
What?
I said, I hope ICE picks him up. He runs around. He's darker skin.
Who? Picks up Ramaswamy?
Yeah.
He's an American. He was born in Cincinnati.
Yep, he's an Ohioan. just like us.
Where you're born at, they're picking you up just because you got dark skin. And then you got to prove you're a citizen.
I mean, what you want? My social? I'm sure he can provide a social.
Well, they don't.
He was born in Ohio.
They don't prove it on the spot. They take you in. You got.
I mean,
once you get back,
I don't know. Look, if I got pulled over by ICE and they asked me to prove my citizenship, I just give you my social. You could look it up on your little fancy computer there, and you'd be like, "Oh, look at that, a citizen," and then move on with your life.
What is it this week? I heard that two more people were shot, and they didn't have the body cams.
Yeah, one in Texas, one in Maine.
Jesus.
Shot in cars.
Yep, in cars.
And no body cam footage.
And I don't know about the one, because I didn't hear about the one until I heard about the second. But the one in Maine, I do believe, was a illegal person.
People,
I don't know about, the other one.
My ICE is getting to be the norm anymore. You don't hear much about it.
Well, I think they did cool down after the last two shootings, but now it seems to be picking back up.
I know that they were ordered to stop the traffic stops.
I think they stopped them. Well, I think Trump told them to start it again.
They
well,
just
you know
told
Trump's
them to stop.
Going to have them out, you know, when the election is on November. He's talking about wanting to put the military at all, you know, polling places.
Don't think states are going to welcome that.
Well,
I don't
the
think the wine. I don't believe the wine would go for that.
If he does it, they ain't going to stop him right then.
Well, I think DeWine would.
He'll become, have to answer for it later. But he can do things, right in the moment, and you can't get it stopped right then.
Well, I don't think you have to obey an order that is, and I believe states' rights are over federal rights, and I don't believe you can march troops into a state. I think if the governor told you to stand down, you would have to, of a state.
Well, the governors of, California and Oregon and I think it's Washington, they're all dealing with that.
But you don't think Mike DeWine would tell him to stand down?
I don't know. He's a Republican. I don't have no faith in him, although...
Well, he protected the Haitian immigrants in Springfield. He just recently said he thinks that's a terrible decision.
Yeah, he does give you some hope, but I doubt he's going to run again for anything. What do you think?
No, he's not going to run in for anything, but he'll be governor during the election in November.
Yeah, well, we need to get some people out there right now that can be out there to stop it. If they march in here,
stop it how?
Well, why can't DeWine? The governor's the governor. He can say stop.
Yeah, but I don't mean they're going to.
I don't think the army will obey an unlawful order.
Well, let's hope not.
Well, they might. They're not supposed to.
they're obeying them right now. This is an unlawful war.
But is anybody stuck? Well, that's different.
Is anybody stuck? Well, I mean, yes, both the House and the Senate have passed War Powers Acts at this point, and Trump has just kind of said, well, you're dumb, and then kept on
keeping
on.
But they gave him there's time frames on that stuff.
Yeah, like 60 days or something.
We haven't hit that yet.
Well, we're getting there.
When we hit the timeline, then somebody can do something.
It might be 30. I don't know. There's, like, different timelines. There's,
well, we're not there.
Yeah.
Just happened the beginning of this month. If he doesn't come with a report, I think they will do something.
Hey, did you know the original War Powers Act put forward by Thomas Massie was all the way back in 2025 before any of this happened?
Well, there you go.
And they said, no, there's no need for that. And now, huh, look at that. Both of them passed the War Powers Act.
Well, they're not happy with him. Hey, thanks for calling. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. 10 minutes left in the program today. And we'll be back on tonight at 8:15. What about Lindsey Graham dying this week at 71?
I mean, that's unfortunate. I mean, I don't know. Certainly unexpected. I don't think anybody was waiting on Lindsey Graham to keep
See,
over.
This is why. And then we saw a picture of Mitch McConnell in the hospital.
Yeah, with his wife, I think.
And he said he got pneumonia. After he broke his rib. So, I mean, that's plausible.
Yeah, unbelievable enough. I mean, I would assume...
So, again, I don't think age means a whole lot here.
I mean, I guess not. But I wish there was more, like, middle-aged people in Congress.
You know, that Lindsey Graham, when he died, there was a lot of mixed response there. A lot of people liked him, a lot of people hated him.
You know, I don't think you should be beating Lindsey Graham over the head. He just died. You should, you know, maybe wait a little bit before you start talking about how evil a person he was and all that kind of stuff.
Well, didn't you have a thought on Rob Smith coming on the program yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Ralph came on the program. I thought he, you know, he answered the questions, you know, honestly. I mean, at least it seemed like that to me. I mean, you know, I guess he could always change his mind at some point. But, yeah. And then I thought he, you know, answered the questions honestly. And then after he got off, people proceeded to call in and beat him over the head 7 ways to Sunday. So, you know, I mean, you say you want him to talk, he talks, and then you beat him over the head.
So there you go. Go ahead, caller.
Well, good afternoon, young people.
How are you?
How's it going?
Well, I got high out there smoking that scotch.
Well, you could today.
Yeah. I wanted to chat for a minute. Remember when the emergency signals was really the hot topic.
Yep.
On the tornadoes.
Right.
Some was broke, some was not broke, but they had a day back there. It's not been very long ago. And they said, everything's working, right?
I think except the one on Jefferson Street.
Oh, did they accept that, or did they change one around and have that working? And... I thought the quote was, all the sirens are working. Maybe, okay, except for that. Okay, we'll just go with that. That's fine. Now, isn't it really something? It was just a few days after that. We had on Channel 10, they notified me on Channel 10 that Marion had a tornado in the northern skies. Did you guys hear all that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Oh, so I never heard you ever say about that. Was all the sirens working then and everybody notified, or did they have to have more positive that it was more dangerous or anything like that? Now, it's funny. I see a lot of stuff, Marion, and it shows up on the 4, 6, or 10 on my side of the viewing of things. And I just wonder how they got that from Columbus, or from Marion down to Columbus. Somebody calls that in. Who would call that in and tell Columbus?
I don't know. I get the impression a lot of people do that.
Oh, okay.
I think. I mean, I don't know. Could
so they
be.
Warn the, so just a regular Joe would just call in and get a kick out of seeing if they could get 4, 6, or 10. Hey, they got a view of a tornado north of Marion. That's 50 miles from here. But
well, like Ben Gelber was on last Friday, and he talked about, you know, they surveil Marion quite a bit.
Uh-huh. I just wondered if we got some kind of a, and I thought maybe it might be you guys or something like that, a radio station notify people about that stuff down
well,
in Columbus.
Well, I mean, they have asked before. I mean, we have a good relationship with those people, but I don't remember any conversations about, that I'm aware of, about sirens.
And then you always talked about the dome, and I never heard them say anything about a dome down in Columbus area. So
They do listen. I mean, there have been days where we've talked about something, and then maybe later in the day I'll get a message from somebody in Columbus, and they'll ask me about it. And so, I mean, yeah, that has happened.
The heat dome.
Oh, yes, the heat dome, my favorite thing to talk about.
Yeah, the heat dome, that's what I'm referring to. I'm really referring to it. We're talking about the smoke in the sky. That's the big subject right now.
That'll be on Channel 10 tonight now, because we've talked about it. It'll be there tonight.
And I brought up a thing in the sky, and we don't know nothing about it. If they let the sirens off, and if the sirens all work with Columbus snowing it, but up here, did anybody say, yay, I heard the siren, and we have... And then there was talk, we don't need the sirens or anything. We never had a tornado around here for years, you know what I mean? I just wonder if there was any blah, 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 blah about, yep, there was one spotted north of Marion and all the sirens was working.
I didn't have that conversation with anybody. It's,
oh, okay.
Maybe somebody did. Did you talk to somebody, Matt?
No.
No, okay.
I would figure it has something to do with satellites. I mean, they got all kinds of weather satellites.
Yeah. Well, I just thought maybe that was a big topic there for a while, that everybody was had the debate on the...
Now we're on the flock cameras.
Yeah, now we're on the flock, and the hell with the tornadoes. They're about over.
I don't know. How do you feel about the flock?
I don't know anything I can say about that. It's just going to be have to make a decision on if you want that kind of information put out, or if they haven't proven, do we or don't we, or are we just blabbing on getting on your channel? Conversation is a good conversation unit. I've been pretty good since I've been listening, but is the police abusing it, or aren't they? That's never been settled. Are they or aren't they?
I've never seen any information.
Well, it's never been proven, right?
Right.
But that tornado was spotted in North Marion, and it wasn't, I was just wondering if that was big talk, if the people up North Marion stuff said the sirens was working, and they knowed it. So it showed like a white, it didn't show the black funnel coming down, you know what I mean, on the... Did you see it at all, Scott?
Was that on a Thursday? I think I might have seen that.
Well, it was on Channel 10 or 6, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Well, anyhow, I blabbed enough and didn't get nothing accomplished, so I'll let you guys
know. Hey, good to hear from you.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we might get one more phone call in, but you never know.
Mary Ellen's in this thing.
Brochure for the Women's Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
Look at that.
She was in here the other night. We had a good long laugh. With Larry Barnett.
Oh, yeah.
After we sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Well, you know.
I know she hates that.
Yeah. I think, well, I mean, you know, I know Larry, I don't know. We're not professionals.
No, but it was good because I thought Larry would give the good line. after that. And he gave a funny line. Yeah, I said, Larry, can we make an album of this? And he said something like, no, that one goes right in the trash can or something yeah. like that. So I thought, well, that's the punchline. And then I just, before we're closing the video, I said, Mary Ellen, did you have a good time? No. And that was it.
I thought that was good.
That made everybody laugh. So there you go. All right, we'll be back tonight, 8:15.
Already?
Yeah, it's all done.
Well, flying right by.
5 hours. Well, 4 hours for you.
That's right.
And so it'll be lots of fun tonight, 8:15 to 10 live, and then something on your show tonight.
Yes.
Flock cameras and...
A whole mixture of local
the president's
state
speech
and,
last night and the whole kit and caboodle. We'll be back. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Garrett, well, she wasn't real. Because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad. And so on and so forth. Anyway...